Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.
It's Mind Food Radio with Ben and Michael. Now, do you have a first aid kit at home?
We do, because we have three children.
Oh, you do?
And I have to say, yeah. I think anyone with kids, you know, well, perhaps ours is more a medical kit than a first aid kit, but, you know, it has a bit of everything
in
there.
Yeah.
And if anything happens, we tend to run there first. And, of course, to be honest, you know, the plasters have been used for some school project, whatever.
Yeah. But it's a survival kit.
Exactly.
I went through mine the other day and I discovered that most of the stuff is out of date. I haven't updated it for... Yeah, well, you just presume because you've never used it, it's always going to be fresh.
Well, Red Cross encourages Australians to update their first aid skills, and we've actually got on the line the training manager from South Australia, Daniel Code. Hi, Daniel. Welcome to the show.
Ah, thank you very much.
Now, you're at the Red Cross College. I didn't even know that there was such a thing. What do they do at the Red Cross College?
Well, Red Cross is primarily, or has been, the largest provider of first aid training internationally. And the Red Cross College found there was a need for community services and aged care business. So we're basically turned into a vocational education training as well as first aid.
It's interesting. I recently did a CPR training course. Why is it that after you do these types of courses, you think, I'm going to forget all this stuff? And then when something does happen, you sort of go, I've been in a panic before when something like that does happen, because I think, I've done the training, but why am I doubting myself?
No, that's a normal response, unless you do it all the time. It's not something you want to do all the time.
No.
It's a normal response, and all you can do is sort of rely on what you've been taught. The greatest thing is just to have a go. Especially with CPR, if someone's had a heart attack, the best thing you do is just have a go.
But don't you think, I'd be nervous I'd get it wrong.
No, well, as long as you get your hands about the right spot and you got the compression rate about the right time, then, look, any form of CPR is better than nothing.
So with regard to a home... you know, first aid kit, how often should we be updating that? You know, like as Ben said before, you know, he sort of went back and looked at his and everything was out of date.
Oh, me personally, I check my, well, I'm supposed to look at a little bit different background, but I check mine every 6 months. I'll go through it from top to bottom, and if I need anything, I just go on the website, Red Cross website, and order back in what I need.
Now, tell me, Daniel, do you reckon everybody that's a tradesman should have a little first aid kit on them as part of their daily routine?
Yeah, in South Australia, under the works thing, that a lot of the tradesmen do have a first aid kit. But then, what do you put in your first aid kit?
Yeah.
So really you need to do sort of a risk analysis about what sort of injuries you may have or inflict on yourself. In my previous life before Red Cross, I've seen guys hold rather nasty gashes together with duct tape.
I've seen that.
Until the ambulance shows up. And those sorts of things. So think outside the square. If you've got a nice clean T-shirt and some duct tape, you're laughing if you cut yourself.
Yeah. Because if you're on a bushwalk, you're not going to have all the luxuries, are you?
No, you're not going to have the luxuries. You need to know if someone's broken their wrist or their leg or how to build a splint out of some bits of newspaper.
If that happened to Michael and I, could you imagine which tree would we lean on to break the branch off to help somebody?
But, you know, I am actually quite good in a crisis. I tend to cut to the chase read it well, quick, and then act
straight into it.
Yeah.
So what should we do? Do we go online and buy? Is there a basic kit we can buy?
Red Cross has got a stack of kits, all specifically for either the small packs for out bushwalking. There's one to just have in your car. There's a household pack. Yeah, and keep it where it's accessible for your smaller children.
Yeah.
Because if you're out busy looking after one, then you can send the little in to get the first aid kit.
Fantastic. That's a great idea. Well, thank you, Daniel.
Hey, you're more than welcome.
Okay, mate. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. The training manager there for South Australia Red Cross College. Really interesting information.
And it's one of those things you never really think about.
Until
as I said,
until it happens. Yeah. And then you go, where's the first aid kit?
Or you've got a school project.
Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.